Genesis 25, verse 21 says, "And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, If it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb." Now, does that mean like she had like 2 million people in her womb or whatever? No. Obviously, we could read that and say, okay, Jacob and Esau, two nations will come forth out of them, right? People. "And the Lord said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the other shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." Keep reading. It's obviously talking about Jacob and Esau. But if you study the lives of Jacob and Esau, and you study the events that takes place within their lives, Esau never served Jacob. In fact, Jacob was always the one who came to Esau and said he's willing to serve him. So we can clearly look by their lives and the events that take place in their lives that to say, okay, obviously Malachi chapter 1 and Romans chapter 9 is not referring to the individuals. Who is it referring to? It's referring to the people. Okay. Now, for instance, do we believe that Jacob loved the Lord? What's another name for Jacob? There's multitudes of scriptures in the Old Testament where Israel got away from God. They were serving other gods. Did Jacob ever do that? No. But anybody with the brain in their head will realize that anytime the Bible talks about Israel and how he got away from the Lord, it's not talking about the literal person Jacob. It's talking about the nation. So we need to take that. And by the way, those who disagree with us on this doctrine would agree with what I just said. They would say Israel is referring to the nation, so it's not referring to the actual person Jacob. Okay? But here's the thing. They need to take that same thought and apply it to what we just saw here. Because look, in Romans chapter 9, what is the context? It's referring to saved Jews and unsaved Jews. It's referring to saved people and the people who are not of Israel. So that's the same context that we're talking about here. Now,